Hey.
Yo, what up? What up?
What's going on?
Nothing. I'm sorry about the delay.
Good. What's going on?
Nothing. I feel like crap.
What?
I feel like crap.
Wow, what happened to you?
First of all, hey everybody, what's up? Another episode of The Menu. Brother B, Big Red, Mika. And
Mika,
I think we got
Oh my
Nick
god,
in the house,
Nick made it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, yo, like Saturday I was eating this like skinny popcorn. And it's like, yo, ever since like Saturday when I was eating it, like, it started giving me some bad indigestion. And like Monday when I was at work, like 4:30 in the morning, I just tossed whatever I had in my system. And I've just been feeling like crap ever since then. And I'm like, okay, corn. I've never had that issue with popcorn before, but eating that stuff, which is supposed to have like nothing really in it, like it just made me sick. Like.
That's not me.
Maybe it's a bug going around.
There is something going around.
I think that's a bug going around.
Well, I hope it's not a bug. Because, like I said, it only started when I ate the popcorn. And then when I stopped eating the popcorn, I was fine. But the next thing you know, it's like I feel like crap. I'm on the bus. Just drop kid off. I'm on the bus. I'm burning up. I feel like I gotta toss my cookies again. Yeah, it's not fun. Not fun.
I don't know.
Sort of a coincidence that you ate the
popcorn. Yeah, I've eaten that popcorn before, and I've never had like a reaction like that or anything.
Right.
But
right.
I think there's something
sick
going
sick
around.
Yeah.
Well, I just got over being sick. I can't afford to be sick again. I can't do all this.
I hear that.
Well, so what's the season change? Everybody's gonna get sick.
No, I just got sick. I don't need to get sick again.
I only
puke when I drink excessively. So puking and like off of just being sick is not good. That's not normal for me.
I don't like that either. I don't like puking at all. I hate that.
You could have a 24-hour virus or
48-hour.
That's possible.
Well, 48-hour. It's been past 48 hours since Saturday. So.
Did you go to the doctor?
I'll go to the doctor on Friday, so he could probably yell at me about something.
Hey. Do what you're supposed to do. You're going to get that back.
What are you talking about, do what I'm supposed to do? I do. Like, I've been eating fruit, eating salad in the morning. And all that stuff, been living like I live on an island.
Well, then you won't get yelled at.
Yeah, but then I ate the popcorn, and I'm like, yo, what the hell is going on here, man?
You were telling me one time that you had something.
Listen.
Right, you were telling to your cheat, what they call it, the cheat day.
Exactly. You can't give up stuff.
No. This was some.
You got popcorn?
It's called skinny popcorn. That's what it's called.
Look at the ingredients in the skinny popcorn.
It don't have anything in it but popcorn. Like no HMO, no GMO, no HBO, no SHO, no none of that stuff.
Well, that's
right.
But you
it.
Know what? Let me tell you something. That's probably why you got sick of it, because it ain't got nothing in it.
Ain't that a damn shame? Because it ain't got nothing in it.
Yeah, you ever thought about that? That's probably why you got because
there
ain't a damn thing in it.
I thought about it, and I didn't want to think that way. Like, wow.
I've eaten it before. I've eaten the skinny popcorn, and it's pretty good. It doesn't bother me.
It's all buttery. Like, I stepped out the movies. But now.
Right. It's good. Maybe it was the butter. Maybe it's the butter. Maybe it's too much butter.
I don't know. What's up? I don't know. Anyway, how are y'all doing? How you doing, Nick? Let's ask Nick how she's doing, because she's been MIA for like eight years.
Yes, she has. How you doing?
Hanging in there. Been going through a lot. Sick. Lost my voice. Just going to take an antibiotic. Still not 100%.
I hear that, girl. I hear that. Yeah, I hear that. I had that happen to me. about 2 or 3 months ago, lost my whole voice and everything. No, I wasn't happy because I like to talk. No.
Me too.
Oh,
God.
Oh, goodness.
Oh. I like to talk.
Oh. Well, how are you going to be taking antibiotics and drinking it? And, what is that stuff, Kinky? Come on.
Yeah,
you just blew your own spot up.
I just finished Monday. I'm not stupid.
Okay, but you still got antibiotics in your system. You ain't
drinking. I'm fine. Today, I finished it Monday morning. I'm good.
Yeah. You got to be careful with that. But, yeah, if you
Monday
finish
morning.
It.
All right. So
yeah,
okay.
If she finishes from that time, I mean, we all Wednesday. I think she's good.
Yeah.
I think she good.
What's going on, Mika? You've been beating your kids lately?
Oh, don't say that.
What?
Hello.
Yeah, Mika, where you at?
Can you hear me now?
No.
Yes, ma'am.
You have issues.
Yeah.
You have issues.
So
what's going on?
Same shit, different day of the week.
Oh,
did I say that
out loud?
My bad.
You said you banging chicks? What you said?
I said same
shit,
different day of the week.
Thank you.
Because that's when you get ready to ask me, it's going to be the same thing. That same shit, different day of the week. That's all. You know?
Oh, my God.
It is what it is, man. It is what it is.
It sure is, yeah.
How are you, Big Red?
Same shit. Different day of the week.
Yo, real talk. Is it me, or does it seem like it's been raining ever since Prince died?
Mm-hmm. I think it's been raining since he died, yep. Like this whole week is supposed to be like this up until Sunday.
Damn.
It's raining?
Well, you've been in a cave?
Yeah, oh, listen, I'm in the house and I like it dark, the blinds down, so I'm peeping out now. I don't see no rain.
How you gonna see rain water in the dark?
All right. So I'm looking out the window.
Wait, it's light rain. It's light, very light rain.
Earlier it was heavier.
So you don't see no rain. How you gonna see rain in the dark?
To the window. Didn't you see me peeping out the blind?
I was. It was raining heavy earlier because I had to go do laundry. Unfortunately, so it seemed like when I got to go out the house. You know, God said, you know what, we just going to rain on your parade every time you go out the house. Like,
you weren't supposed to do laundry. You weren't supposed to do laundry in the rain. I heard you ain't supposed to do laundry in the rain. You're not supposed to
Why
do laundry
is that?
In
luck
the
rain.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Is that
I
luck?
Don't know. The old school has told me that a long time ago. You don't do laundry in the rain.
Oh, I never heard of that, but the thing is, Monday, I was going to do it Monday, but I said, no, they said it was going to rain, so I said, let me wait. I'll be damn, I'm sitting here, next thing you know, sun coming out and everything. Yesterday, I said, all right, let me try Tuesday. Waited around, I kind of pulled my back a little bit, hurt my back, I said, all right, I'll wait until today to do it. Guess what, sun come out yesterday a little bit here and there, I said, I'm going to do my laundry. No, today I go out and it rains the whole time I'm out, the whole time.
That's personal.
Yep, exactly. Absolutely. Exactly, absolutely.
Look at you. You cough, don't cough on the phone. Be coughing into the phone.
Why?
Right?
You think?
I don't want to be taking antibiotics either. You know what I'm saying?
Be quiet.
Chill.
You know what? I'm going to keep on doing that. He's
Detroit. So, oh my gosh. So, Nicole, are you going to be around next week since you're the one, either was it you or Nico came up with next week's topic?
No, that topic was supposed to be this week because I'm going to be gone next week because I have to take care of something with the family. And then next week, Wednesday, I'm going on vacation. I am leaving New York. Yes.
So that's two Wednesdays in a row.
But I, you know what I can do? Not the Wednesday coming, the following, instead of doing it Wednesday, I can be on Thursday. Because I'll come, I'll be back Thursday.
Well, you got to ask Nika about that, because I'm sure she wants to do this topic just to spite me. Just
because
she...
Because that topic was supposed to be this week.
Well,
what's
I know,
the topic
I,
again?
I mean, what is acting black / acting white?
Today's topic is supposed to be the size matter.
Guys, hello, guys, hi.
Yes.
You know
hi.
What? I can compromise. Let's do the size matter. Let's do it. Let's just do it.
Wait, how am I going to do it? I already advertised one other thing.
Yeah,
like,
you can't
well,
do that.
Going, that's
you guys
nice.
Don't. Who said anything about being nice? Let's just be spontaneous. Life does not always follow a script, for having forgotten that.
Yeah, but I already put
all
it
right,
out
fine,
there.
Fine.
And, but
you,
and you know what I noticed? Wait a minute. You know what I noticed?
What have you noticed?
When what I noticed is more people seem to tune in or listen to the show, you know, after it's archived when it's a sexual topic.
Of course.
So, but the whole thing is, you have to prep them. Like when they know a sexual topic is coming up, it's like, yeah, yeah. So,
okay,
but if you just
drop
them,
okay,
just
okay,
drop
okay.
them on now.
Yeah. All right. So let's do the politically correct topic tonight. Then let's go back to the politically correct topic.
And
but see, yo, the problem is y'all don't get in contact with me. It's like if y'all would have said something earlier, I would have put up that topic.
I did
when?
Yesterday. What check your attributes with the thing that Mika tagged us on, and I said, what is the topic?
Okay, and then you should have said no, switch it, because I ain't going to be around. I wasn't sure if you was going to be around next week.
Okay, guys.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm down for whatever.
I don't
okay.
care.
Let's do something.
Let's do something. Let's
okay.
just do something. Let's do our
okay.
show.
Okay. Tonight's okay. topic, Blog Talk Radio, what's up? You're rocking with The Menu. We got Big Red in the house, Mika, Nicole, finally, a.k.a. Bad Applesauce, and
here we go.
In the house.
And
so,
and we're sorry
yeah.
you guys actually had to tune into the first 20 minutes of us, you know, having our usual family quarrel. Now,
yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah.
It is. Don't
no,
make her laugh.
It's real. It's real.
Don't
now,
make her laugh too hard. She might cough up a lung. Okay. I hear it.
Well, if
I
that's the
it.
Case, I'm in trouble.
So.
Okay.
Is,
so
tonight's topic is what is acting black / acting white? What is it?
Ooh.
Okay. So basically, here's what had happened. I was having a conversation with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Said, you know me, I talk to people for some godforsaken reason. And as we were talking, the person said to me, yeah, you know, he was acting black. And I had to stop and I turned and I looked up at him. He was acting what? What is acting black? How do you act black?
That's what I
Then, was. wait, but then I'm at work. I'm talking with these girls. Phone rings. I answer the phone. I use a professional voice. The girl turns to me and she says, oh my God, you are so white. Huh?
Well, you do know you sound Valley.
Valley is one thing.
And Valley is what?
Honey, please. There are some black Valley girls, so you can't even do that.
They sure are, too.
That you cannot
but, you know,
do. So Valley is Valley.
When you sound proper. I get that, too. I'm like, what does sounding white sound like?
But why,
because you
man?
Sound proper. Because you're
so
proper. And you enunciate all this. That's why.
All I can say is people that say stuff like that, that's because they're ignorant. That's the best way to describe it. That's ignorance. Because
I
don't know, just because I know how to articulate words, I speak properly, and I'm not... For lack of a better word, how they I ain't jive talking like they used to say back in the 70s.
Okay, you know what? Wait,
jive.
Wait, hold up.
Why do I have to be talking black? Or you know, like, come on, like, what is that about?
Big Red, wait, hold up. Big Red, you officially get my mom's freaking respect right now. You said job. You said talking jive. I'm done. I am done for the night. She said talking jive.
Yeah,
that is the original OG slang. I am done for the night.
That's what they used to call it back in the talking jive. You talking jive? What do you mean, talk? What is that?
That is OG right there. I'm done.
I guess it's because they think that every word that, because you're black, every word that comes out your mouth is supposed to be like a, like what, whatever slang that black people use.
But why? Like,
this is what they're conditioned and what their mind tells them, and this is what they're listening to other
people
tell them.
Why is it that our own can't even respect that? And, you know, just be like, oh, okay. But no, it drives me crazy. So I figured this would be interesting.
I've had people, you know, say the same thing. Not all the time to me, but I've had people say, and black, just like you said, black, my own people, so I'm like, oh, you sound white, or you sound like, huh? Like, what? Because I'm talking proper, I have to sound white. Well, how is that sounding white? No, I'm
saying that
no mind. Like, I've been brought up to talk. Like, I don't understand.
Well, because society, this is just really funny right now, society dictates that if you articulate and punctuate and everything else all proper, that's supposed to be, you know, like a certain way, I would say. That's supposed to be the proper way, like what we speak or what, how could I put it? The pilgrims came over here with, that's supposed to be proper English.
Mm-hmm.
In all actuality, from, I don't know if it's true, but I heard somewhere allegedly that the English that we speak is kind of a step down from the true English. It's broken English.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
From what the Brits speak.
Mm-hmm. That is proper English. The Queen's English is the proper English. We speak a broken version of the Queen's English. We speak
exactly.
The servant, what do they call him? Yeah, the servant freaking English.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because.
So.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like I you know, so when people say, oh, like you're acting, you sound white. Well, like you said, because what I'm speaking properly, like anybody can speak properly. Like, see, that's the thing. Society
clearly
says,
not.
What. Well, no, but when you live in a society that, and I have to say it, white, where they try to put in your brain like white is right, whatever white does is right,
mm-hmm.
right. Whatever white does is right, and it's not a racist statement, but white people know that is true. It's like this the culture, you know, the way the world in this country, as far as I know, is like whatever white is right, black get back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? And as soon as people can come to grips with the reality of it and stop trying to ignore the fact that this is what it is, everybody, I think, will be a little better off. Because I love it when somebody sits there and say, oh, you're, I love he's acting black. Now, that thing right there, because I'm wondering, like, well, what is acting black?
Right, what's acting
like
black?
Said,
exactly.
Yeah, like what is, I didn't know there was a definition to like being black. Like being black was a certain way. Like, so you're trying to say if I wear baggy jeans, that's black? Or if I wear wear my hat a certain way, that's black?
Right.
Or if
just
I wear
like
a hoodie,
said, like
that's
said,
black?
Just, they think because you use all that like I said, that slang talk, or like I said, back in the days, that jive, you know, back in the days, all the black people, oh yeah, jive, you know, the jive talking, that's what they feel is being black or acting black, using all those, you know, all those, you know, all that stuff that, they thought black
and things
people
they
spoke all the time.
And things that they consider inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Things that they don't consider, you know, upright,
right.
You know, and wholesome. Okay, I get it, but I don't get it, because I don't see someone acting a color. Like, be you can be who you are, but how do you define black is like, this is black? Like, one day somebody said, you look different outside of your uniform. Like, you look hood, you look street. And I'm like, well, what's hood? What's street? Like, what do you mean by that? You know what I'm saying? It's interesting the things that people say, and I wonder if they even cognizant of what they're saying.
No, they're not.
Like, what is street looking? Because you have Harlem streets, and then you have, there's white streets too. There's Italian streets, Indian streets. There's all types of streets where predominantly certain type of people may live at.
Right.
So my thing is, what is street? What does a street look? Because last time I checked, the black man. Yeah, but check this out, Nick. We didn't invent hoodies. We didn't invent hoodies. Like, how did we all of a like how all of a sudden hoodies went from a nice thing to all of a sudden it's a dirty thing? Like, it's a bad thing wearing a hood.
Wait, because number one, no, we
because black people started wearing.
Start wearing it. I mean, I can't explain it. I understood what that person meant, because wearing a uniform, because I wear a uniform, and then you step out of uniform, you look completely different. So if you had a baseball cap on, some jeans, and some sneakers, and a hoodie, they're going to consider saying that you look street, because that's what the cats out in the street adapt that look. So that's what everybody's going to refer to. Oh, you look street.
But my thing is, okay, and I get that, but when you sit there, and once again, like, so what's the difference between me wearing a hood and a white dude or an Indian dude wearing a hood?
It all depends on how you dress it up.
What if we're just wearing hoods? What if I got on some sweatpants, like it looked like it just came from the gym? You know what I'm saying? Am I still street?
Yeah, but they won't look at it like that. That's the sad thing about it. They're not gonna. Right. They don't look at it as you coming from the gym. They're thinking that you're gonna rob somebody, or you're going out to start trouble, or you're going, you know, you're going to rape somebody or something like that. They don't. And especially, like I said, especially because of a, you know, black male. That's how they. You know, that's how they look. And you know what? I'm not gonna front, and I'm gonna say this. Even sometimes when I see some of these young men out in the street and the way that they're dressed, even my own sons, and I tell them the same thing. Listen, you have to be mindful of how you dress sometimes, because sometimes people look at you a certain way when you're dressed with the pants hanging off your behind. And guess what? You might be getting straight A's in school. You might have a job. You might be in college. You might have 2 and 3 kids. But you know what? That's unfortunately these days, society is not looking at you like that. They look at your appearance first and look at you, and you got the hood on your head and pants hanging off your behind, and you know, and you're looking like that, and the first thing they're going to think that you're up to no good. Unfortunately, it's sad, but that's how they look at it. And I even find myself even looking at some of these young men, but you know what, sometimes I have to stop myself and say, you know what?
Especially with that hood over their head.
Right. I have to say, and I said, you know what? I have sons too. This young man may be coming home from school. He may be going to, you know, to school, or he's going to work or whatever. So I said, you know what? I have to kind of like reprogram my own self.
But now,
sometimes,
who looks more threat? But okay. So you have a white kid.
I don't like to see nobody in the hood. Just like I tell my brother, Ty, he is not allowed to wear no hoodie. He don't wear no hoodie. I won't buy him a hoodie. No. None of the black men in my family are not coming outside with no hoodie. No.
Well, first of all, a hoodie is not a bad thing. Society,
it's stereotype now.
And just like you said, who started the hoodies was those surfers in California. The surfer dudes started that, because they wear hoodies all the time with the shorts and all that stuff. When you look in H&M and all those stores, and like I said, those stores are geared towards the, you know, them young generation, the ones that you know, California, the surfers and all that stuff. That's all they sell in there is hoodies. But then when it started trickling down to the black kids wearing the hoodies, then it was a problem.
Exactly. Because I love me a hoodie. I rock them.
Me too. I love my hoodie.
Well, I mean, if it's cold outside, yeah. Like, or if you're in the gym.
No, I tell my brother
to
put a scarf around his neck. I brought him a nice thick scarf. He had to put a scarf in
there. But you know what? But see, but you don't see a problem with that? Like,
yes, I know there's a problem with that, but no.
Like, your ignorance should not be my problem. Like, when did ignorance replace common sense? Because nobody wants to use their brain anymore. They don't want to use their brain anymore. They rather, most people nowadays, I'm just going to be straight up about it, whether it's law enforcement, whether it's the people in the court system, or just people in the street, people rather go with, oh my gosh, he's wearing a hoodie. He looks like a perpetrator. Oh, he looks like a perp. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because he's a black man in a hoodie?
Mm-hmm.
Or he's a black man walking. Because you know what? Nowadays, you could be black with a suit on walking down the street 2 o'clock in the morning, and still something is going to go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep, that's true.
And once again, he can be in the cop room, and he can sound and articulate himself very well to the point where, oh, this guy sounds like he's white, or he was bred in a good area. No, you don't have to be. Listen, just because you sound a certain way doesn't mean you were brought up in a good area around white folk. And that's my problem, man. Everybody seemed to think that, once again, white is right, black get back.
Mm-hmm. You was going from a middle-class white neighborhood. How about that?
Exactly.
I look at it like it's professionalism.
And I agree, because my whole thing is this. There's a time and place for everything.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to be able to adapt to your environment. Like, if I'm talking to you, I'm going to speak a certain way. And then if my office phone rings, I'm going to pick up the morning. You understand? You should be able to know how to go back and forth between the two. If not, then I don't know what to tell you. But a lot of people can't.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I don't think it should be a thing of where, oh, you're sounding white.
They say that.
Like,
I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, I got you, but that shouldn't be a thing of like, oh, well, why are you trying to sound white? Like we need to step away from that. Like, there's no sounding white, and there's no, you know, acting black or the wiggers or, you know, whatever else they want to call it. It's like, it's like, come on now, like let's get real here. You know what I'm saying? It's like nowadays it seems like there's just too many labels going around and too many options for people to put themselves in a bad situation.
Yep. Well, absolutely right.
Like somebody has to find, instead of trying to find yourself, you're going to find a label to identify yourself with. It's, once again, instead of trying to find yourself and who you are, you're just going to go with the label.
This doesn't make
sense.
Crazy.
So what is it? You know, like, as long as I've known Mika, slang, even when she would speak slang, she just said it in a proper way.
She can't speak slang.
Well, I know she can, but she says the slang in her way.
She says it in her valley way.
Yeah, like, you know,
that way.
And she comes from Queensbridge, and she comes from Queensbridge.
And I'm also standing over here.
What? Well, you're breaking up. What happened? What happened?
I'm also standing right here. Rude much?
Like,
talking
about you, of you can hear.
Well,
you can't talk about you behind your back.
But yeah, I do talk slang. I'm not. Listen, okay.
You
number one, my
slang.
The hell I can't.
No,
I'm
sorry,
can.
You can't. Oh, no.
Whatever. Whatever.
You can't.
I absolutely can. I just want to clarify. I do. I still have my hood card. I have it. I just don't use it anymore.
Okay.
Well, see, look at you. Now, listen. All right. So, say 40 ounce. Say 40 ounce.
40. Exactly.
What?
Say 40 ounce.
40 ounce. What?
See, you know, like, you don't even, it don't even sound like it's coming
from you.
You
don't,
like,
put that earth in it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? You know what? Never mind.
Right,
but we ain't saying that you, but we ain't saying that you acting white. We,
but
we
I do have
that,
it.
But
it's,
yeah, it's just that, that's the way you talk. That's just the
Listen,
way. That's just the way you talk.
But it's
that's
there.
All.
It just yeah, it is. It really is just me.
Yeah.
I really can't, especially when my nerd takes over. It's really horrible. But it is what it is. But. Again, you know, the issue is, why is it that we have to put that label? Why? Why is it a necessity? That's what
because,
I want to know, personally.
Because some people, they once again, it goes back to that label. They want to be able to label you, like, whether it's a temporary label, they still want to be able to label you. Oh, she's acting black today.
Who
said
I need a label?
White. But you know what? Because it takes the threat out.
Yeah,
if you're like, oh,
I'm
going to
raid
your
fridge like
one. But look at it like this. You sound less threatening. Somebody will feel that you sound less threatening if you're sounding white and appropriate.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, there's less threatening. But if you're sounding black.
And they'll call you in for a job interview.
Yeah. Because they think that you have some type of sense.
Well, it
as
depends on
where,
if they can get
you,
past your name, by the way. Depending on what your name is, that's another hurdle.
They get disappointed with me all the time. When they hear my name and I stand up and they see I'm black, they get hurt. I was being called for job interviews left and right. They saw I was black. Wait, what? How am I going to be black with a name like that? Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, my boys are going to freaking rock the world. It's going to be awesome.
But it's sad that once again it has to be that type of.
But it's always situation. It's been that way for as long as I can remember.
Oh,
which
yeah,
is a damn
yeah.
shame.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I put it like this. I mean, it goes back to the field Negro and the house Negro. You can't be the house Negro in there talking like the Negroes in the field.
That's true.
So you had to, you know, they feel that, oh, well, you know, we got to teach you some sense because, you know, you in the house now, so we got to be able to understand and communicate with one another. So you have to make sense to the math.
You do
so
know
that
the house
people
were light-skinned, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. I was light-skinned, but you had some dark ones in there, too.
Nah.
Well, that doesn't mean that they were favored. They were in the house just to do what they were supposed to do, but the light-skinned ones was always the best.
Always, and they were the ones in the house.
Yeah, but once again, somebody had to speak the master's language so they can feel like, oh, because we can't understand your uncouth. So you have to talk like us so we can communicate. That's what it boils down to. So that's what it boils down to. So the uppity house Negroes felt that, oh, well, I know this. I'm educated. I'm edumacated because the master told me X, Y, and Z. Which all of a sudden makes that separation. So when the house Negro got to step out and say something to the people in the field, the house Negro like, oh, I mean field Negro like, oh, you look at you, sounding like the master, sounding white. That's where it possibly could have started. Possibly. But the acting black thing, I guess when the house Negro stepped out of line or you know, wanted to, you know, take a step back to his roots, it's like, oh, you're regressing, or you acting like one of them field Negroes. So the line was drawn many years ago. As you were saying, Mika.
Or it could have been when Vanilla Ice hit the scene. I just thought about that. That was
Vanilla
the first
Ice.
Time I heard it.
Vanilla Ice. Well.
Are you smoking?
Well, Vanilla Ice. What does Vanilla Ice got to do with it? Did he really come
because
out?
Like, No. Because that was the first time around that period when I started hearing that phrase.
What,
because he
wigger?
Was supposed to be like the. Now you're acting. You're acting like. Because now you're doing rap music, which is a black thing. Yeah. Although music is supposed to be universal.
But you know
although
what?
Although music is.
No, but did anybody ever say that to the
Beastie Boys?
The Beastie
Hell
Boys?
No. Exactly. No, because they're from New York.
No.
Because they're from New York. It's like New York has an automatic tax. And not only from New York, they're from Brooklyn. Like, seriously?
I like that. I love the Beastie Boys.
Well, so do I.
Yeah,
don't get it wrong.
Yeah, who doesn't? That's what I'm saying. It's like you got like Beastie Boys is like bagels and cream cheese in this piece.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But nobody ever said that they were acting white. They were acting black. I never heard anybody say that.
Mm-hmm.
They just took the Beastie Boys for who they are. And I find it interesting how nobody, I mean, from when we were coming up, nobody even looked at them. No one ever really looked at them like there was an issue.
No.
But it's also, but I don't think they were also coming through the door trying to talk the slang, really. They were
Who they were. But again, see, they stayed true to who they were.
Exactly.
It didn't matter. You know? So that, again, there's the difference. I think that's where the difference is. They're not acting out of who they are. Let's be honest, the Beastie Boys started out as a freaking punk rock group. Hello. But they couldn't make it there, so they switched over. And that's how they became famous. Yes, I know a little musical history.
No, bravo, bravo. Bravo. Big Red, you quiet.
Hey.
Wow. Big Red, you fell asleep.
Did we lose her?
What the?
She probably stepped away.
Oh, yeah, we did lose her. Where the hell you been?
Hello?
Yeah, where the hell you been at?
I've been talking for the last 5 minutes and nobody was hearing me.
No.
Hell no.
I've
been sitting here talking for the last 5 minutes and I went through the Vanilla Ice and the Beastie Boys and
oh, wow.
And I was saying, like, with the Beastie Boys, like, just like third base, it was the same thing. Like, they wasn't coming out on some acting black, but they was giving that dude a lot of ridicule. The guy from third base, they was giving him, like, a lot of ridicule. Because remember, he was a Jewish dude, and he was trying to be Muslim.
Well,
he was trying to. Oh, God. So he was trying to be Muslim.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, the guy from third base.
Which one?
Yeah, yeah. The one with the glasses. Yeah.
That's Serge.
But
he's not the Muslim everlasting.
No. That dude is trying to get Muslim too.
Oh, really? Does his wife know about this?
Listen, child, I don't know about that one, but I know about that one. But I know when they came out, you know, back then, you know, they were on some. I think that started a little bit of that acting black type of thing too, because they was just like, okay, he's Jewish, and then he was talking about stuff, talking about he wanted to be Muslim and all this other stuff. So I don't know.
Hello. I don't really see. I mean, maybe. All right, you know what? The one thing that kind of burns my biscuit is when you're talking to somebody of another ethnicity, and they feel the need to come at you with the, you know what I'm saying, or, you know, my boys, or this, that, and the third, and I look at them like, your boys, you got kids? Like, no, I mean my boys, like my friends. And I'm like, oh, your friends. And I'm like, what do you think that you're doing? You think like you're coming at me trying to relate? Like, you think you're
exactly.
Like, I speak another language? And it's like, I speak the same language as you. And I don't know what you're trying to get at. Talking about your boys or you know what I'm saying? No, I don't know what you're saying. So tell me what it is.
Because like, they think that's how all black people or all black men or you know, they relate to each other. That's how they feel that you guys relate to each other all the time. It's always, oh, my boy, or you know, these dudes or something like that. They trying to use that, like I said, that jive talking or that what they think jive talking or slang, and they think that that's all we talk is slang to each other, and they don't know. No, we have regular conversations just like y'all have regular conversations.
Yeah, like there's
We don't all talk slang. Everything is not, you know what I'm saying, what's up, son? You know, no, we don't all do that. But
yeah,
because
I love to hear when a white person or somebody else, it could be anybody else other than a black person, be like, yo, you know what I'm saying, son? And I'm looking at them like,
I hate that word, son.
I'm like,
but
well, technically, son is supposed to be a term of endearment. Like, I think Wu-Tang was the one that really set it off with the son thing.
Yeah.
But they meant S-U-N, not S-O-N.
Right.
I can't regardless. I don't like it. What up, son?
But,
I don't like it.
But you know what? The sad part about, unfortunately, what it boils down to is that these young people have made certain slang words and certain words they have overused it. Like, for instance, I'm gonna say the word nigger or nigga or whichever one you want to say. It's to the point now that this is why white people think that it's all right for them to say, because they feel y'all say it all the time.
Because it took the threat out of it.
Exactly. They say it, or y'all say it all the time. Just like that teacher a couple of years ago that called the kid nigger in the classroom, and he went home and told his mother, and they made a big uproar about it. But you know what? And I'm just going to play like I guess you could say devil's advocate. I'm going to tell you like this. If all I hear in my classroom is nigga this, nigga that, nigga pass me a pistol, nigga open the door, nigga you lying, nigga shut up, nigga kiss my ass. If I'm hearing that all day long and it doesn't bother y'all, then guess what? And you're being unruly in the class, then guess what? I'm going to talk to you in your language. Because maybe that's the only thing you understand. But because
well,
I'm white,
that doesn't work.
Because?
That's it, but that's ignorant to think that a white
person
was saying that.
You are absolutely right. It is ignorant. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to play like a little dove that it is ignorant, but then again, this is what we try to teach these kids. If y'all stop using the word so much and stop trying to make it's like y'all use it so much until the white people are saying it and they think it's okay to say it. So guess what? Just like Brother B said, there's no threat in the word no more because guess what? Y'all all say it. All you say is nigga all day long. Y'all say, I hear it in my house 16 million times a day. Nigga shut up. Nigga you. Nigga this. Nigga that. Nigga you lying. That's all I hear. So, okay? If it ain't the two brothers saying it, they saying it to their friends. They say, so how do you expect the white man?
But back in the days, especially in the black exploitation movies, they used to say it to each other.
Right.
Nigga, please.
But it was different, I think.
And they used the word son back in the day, too. That word is very old.
Look at Andy. Yeah, well, the word
he
son, yeah, they was really saying.
Son.
Yeah, because they were saying the word son, like how the so-called master would say, oh, come here, son. Oh, that's my boy.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? Like, it's all these slavery words just regurgitated and being.
I don't like it.
Right. And, yeah, and that word, too, you hear that all the, like I said, they say it all day. Like I said, these kids say it all, especially the young boys. They say it all day long, every day, 24 hours a day. They say it to each other. They even say it. And the thing is, some of them that have white friends even say it to the white friends. So that's why it's no threat in it no more. Because if I have a white friend, if I have two or three white friends and I'm black, and we got a whole bunch of other two and three homeboys. We all hang out with each other, and this is the way we talk. Guess what? We're going to talk the same way to the white boys. Oh, nigga, so-and-so. So guess what? They're going to think it's okay to say.
But see, but the thing is, like, all right, I hate to say it like this, but we all, you know, have like a white, a Caucasian friend. But
not me.
I ain't got no.
You know what? I ain't talking.
No, I got one. I do have one.
Mute her.
I do.
Cut her mic, please. No. The thing is, I never looked at him as white. I'm not looking at color. Like looking at like, yo, this is my man right here.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's my friend. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, why does it have to be even looked at? See, that's the problem. Like, once again, it goes back to that whole thing of labeling. Like, I'm not going to sit there, oh, like, oh, this is my white friend. Oh, this is my white homie. I don't say stuff like that because it's like,
right.
Yo, that's my bro. That's my bro. It doesn't matter what color he is or what ethnicity he is. You know what I'm saying? But once again, this is the labeling stuff that we keep getting into. And because somebody else will see him and we're all sounding alike, they'll be like, oh, he's trying to act black. Why does he have to be acting? Why can't he just be who he is? Black doesn't have to mean slang. White doesn't have to mean appropriate.
Right, exactly.
But once again, this is the type of the brainwashing that they have everybody out there, you know, believing. Like, you know,
they gets deal
me,
with the fools. You got devil
like,
fools, you got angel fools.
Exactly. But you know what gets
right.
me? What you will gets me, and I don't care who has anything to say about it, if you got a problem with it, whoever's listening, come see me. But, yo, I have a problem with the fact that every time somebody that's not American comes into this country, it seems like they got to validate themselves by shitting on a black man. Or sitting on a black woman. Like, black is the biggest problem. Like, it's the biggest running problem all over the world. Like, all these goddamn black people everywhere, like, roaches. Like, oh, gosh, like, you got to get rid of them. Like, dude, really? Seriously? I don't get it. But then yet, you want to adopt our culture. Because what I find so interesting. Huh?
Get a layout and get a tan.
Oh, lay out and get the tan. Some of these cats are breakdancing. Well, listen, over in certain countries and with Asia, you know, Japan, Korea, they breakdancing. They taking that breakdance thing more serious than us.
Oh, yeah.
And
I
they'll
just
turn
like
around
I...
and be like, oh, it's like, well, we doing it better than y'all.
Yeah,
like, you're like,
yeah,
it's funny. It's funny how, don't get me wrong, love. I got love, strong love for Eminem. He's definitely a good lyricist. But how is he doing it better than us?
Right. That's true. That's true.
Why can't he just be a cat?
Yeah, but
you know what? Because the people out there that are good don't get credit.
Yeah,
right.
But you know what? If you had the choice between him or Lil Wayne, who the hell would you really listen to?
I like Eminem.
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say.
You see, but you've got to understand what you've got out there. You know what I'm saying?
But that's what I'm trying to say. Like, he's serious about his craft. It's like, okay, the thing is, he's white, and he's like, listen, I have to work extra hard. Even though you black, you work extra hard, but he's like, listen, I'm white, and I have to work extra hard so I can be appealing to everyone. Lil Wayne don't give a fuck about nobody but himself.
And he's also a real POS, by the way. Oh, God,
yes.
He irritates me. Okay, I just have to say that.
Anytime that you can sit up here and do a anytime you could do a commercial that pisses me the hell off, a commercial, and you pouring freaking champagne on a goddamn phone.
Oh, the Samsung commercial.
Yeah,
oh.
And my thing is this. You stupid jackass. Now you're going to have these dummy jackass young people going out here trying to kill somebody for that same phone so they can go to a store and pour water or whatever the hell it is they want to pour on the phone because Lil Wayne did it. Every time
well,
I see that footage, I'm going to throw something at my freaking TV because I can't stand his ass.
And
well,
the sad part
the
is
idea.
I own that phone, but I won't give it up.
Yeah, right.
Well, I mean,
but I'm also not stupid enough to pour no damn liquid on it.
Well, I've never seen the commercial because I don't really watch
it. I have.
You
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You don't want to see it because all it's going to do is piss you the hell off.
Yeah, I think it's very stupid. And he just set us back.
Like 9,000 years. Back to dinosaur land.
Well, he's the only one. But yeah, well, of course. But why do you think they picked him? Because he's an ignorant fool. Exactly. And somebody can sit there and say, this is what black is. When they go to their daughters and sons at home and they say, you see that Negro? Be scared of that.
You don't want that.
That's what black people are all about.
Okay, listen to me.
That's what it is.
We, the members of the Black Caucus, have officially given Lil Wayne and Kanye West up for
adoption.
You mean Kanye Werewolf? Because that seems like this goddamn contact.
We have traded both of them for Liam Neeson. That is all.
Oh, hell yeah.
Liam Neeson. We,
the reigning members of the Black Caucus, have officially put this trade in. We will take Liam Neeson and we will give everybody Lil Wayne and Kanye.
Lil Wayne, yes.
Yeah.
Kanye Werewolf, because that's what you look like.
And it's people like that really give that label power and meaning, because they really shouldn't, but their ignorance is just, ugh.
Well, once again, ignorance has replaced common sense.
When people look at them, that stigma that we're actually all of the same bloodline is rather nauseating. Because I'm pretty sure no one in the 10 generations of my family has been that stupid. Wait, I take that back. I met my father's oldest child. Never mind.
Oh, gosh. Well, my thing is just, out of all the cats in hip hop,
mm-hmm.
You take Lil Wayne, because I know there was some other commercial he was doing with like George Washington or something like that or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like my thing is, you all of a sudden you out of all the MCs out there, I would cats in hip hop because he's not an MC.
Go inside,
but you just pick Lil Wayne. That goes to show you, they're trying to set and keep in place the stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I'm gonna say it, and I don't care, because you know what? If we talking real, we talking real. Them little white execs, those Jewish execs, or the little Indian dudes, or whoever the hell they are, sitting there saying, like, listen, when you go home to their kids, yeah, that right there, that's scary. That's what black is.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And I want you to not. You're going to be the opposite of that.
Don't bring that home. Don't bring that home to your mother to break your heart.
Yeah, don't bring that home.
Don't bring that home and it'll kill her. That's what they're
exactly.
saying.
I'm going to disown you and everything else. Don't bring that home. But you use him to sell your product. Because he's making his money. He don't care about that.
He's worrying about is he gonna get the money for it. That's all he care about.
But what do they get out of it? What do they get? That's the thing. What do they get about? Because me personally, hiring him would hurt myself.
They're kidding.
I wouldn't want anybody like that advertising my product.
But the thing is, they know who's gonna buy that product. Like I said, you think those white kids are buying those iPhones like that? They are, but they know that those white kids got the money. They know that their parents won't give them the money or put them on their plan or whatever. They know who their real money maker is, all the project kids, all the little ghetto kids, the ghetto kids that's going to buy 20 of them iPhones and then try to sell them on the street, because that's what they're doing. A lot of these young people are scamming those phones. They scamming them, getting 3 and 4 of them, and then they sell them to their friends or sell them to other people. They know what they're doing. They know where their biggest money is coming from. While they're standing out there from 2 days before the phone come out, your homeboy done got on the computer, he got somebody credit card, and he done bought about 4 of them phones already.
See money.
And he's selling. He doing, he gonna, and guess what? When the phone come out, he's going to sell them to every nigga in the neighborhood. Yo, son, yo.
But
yo,
wait,
I got
but we didn't start this.
I give you $2.
But we
give you $200 for it.
No, we didn't, but we're learning how to master it. I can tell you that much. There are more
while
of
they've
us.
Mastered, while they've mastered something else.
You know what? We'll catch up. That's all I can tell you.
We never catch up.
At some point, the younger generation has got to take some responsibility. At some point.
But they're not.
Listen, let me tell you something. Donovan. I worry about him.
You?
Good kid. Smart. You know. Comes from, you know, two good parents. He's an endangered species. Big
okay.
Red. You know what I'm saying? My cousin.
Mm-hmm.
They're an endangered species.
Hell yeah.
And whether they talk, and the sad part is whether they act white and not talk black, they're still. The sad part is the more proper they become, the more dangerous they are
mm-hmm.
in society's
exactly.
eyes. The more educated they become, the more educated. So it's like it's a lose-lose situation. It's
yep.
you know, and it's like I'm tired of people. Like one thing I'm getting a little tired of people telling me about me being angry, me being hostile. You know what? Excuse my fuck you. Whoever's listening and don't fuck you. Don't tell me
well,
about
that
me
was just
being
very
angry.
Hostile.
No, because you know what? Why do I have to be hostile? Because I'm not in agreement with your bullshit. Like really? Do you really think that I'm supposed to just sit back and not say anything while, like, young black men are getting killed for no goddamn reason?
You
young Spanish men are getting killed for no goddamn reason?
I'll get it.
Mm-hmm.
I just give it out for him.
Like, you're cutting their opportunity short. Now, listen, I don't know the stats. Because somebody could say, well, yeah, young white men and other people are getting killed, too. Yeah, but if you turn around and you look on the news, it's always a black kid. It's always a black man because you know what? We're the threat.
Yep, exactly.
No matter if you're in a suit or you're in a hoodie. No matter if you're acting white or you're sounding proper, it don't matter. You're still a threat.
Yep.
And
yep.
I have
absolutely.
A serious, serious issue with that. I have a serious issue and with that whole thing because society is not even trying to make a way for our young
no, we
black
have
people.
To. We
listen.
Again, here we go. Listen, this is going to be another movement all over again, and we have to do it.
Movement.
We have to.
Listen, who's moving what? People, listen,
we
got to
move something.
We are so divided right now. We are so divided right now, it is ridiculous.
We got
to
find a way
and
to
it's not
stop.
Even a divide. And you know what? It's not even a divide. You know what the divide is? And it's not even of black and white. You know where the divide is? In our own people, with young and old, with men and women, with light skin and black, you know, light skin and dark skin. That's where the divide is. The divide is within ourselves.
Absolutely.
Well,
and again,
it's not even with the white man.
We got to figure out how to stop it.
Right.
Well,
it's with ourselves.
Well, it's been integrated in us for years. And a
mm-hmm.
lot of people don't want it to clear to it. See, once you always have the naysayers. There's always going to be the naysayers, the people who don't want to acknowledge the fact of what's going on until
yeah.
something happens to them or something happens to their kid.
Mm-hmm.
Then they want to become freedom fighters. Then they want to talk about what's going on in the community. Wait a minute. So it took your daughter getting raped or molested or shot or killed by a cop or something like that, and now a Trayvon Martin situation,
right?
And then all of a sudden, because you know what I find so interesting, this
what?
Man is still around talking shit. And this
which one?
Dead.
There's a few of them. Oh.
I'm talking about Trayvon. I'm talking about the Trayvon, because this dude,
yeah.
And talk, yo, and no one is saying anything.
Oh, no.
It's okay.
Apparently,
well,
there are bigger things than him.
Well,
apparently.
No,
there what?
Because I remember
listen
during that
me,
whole
I said
situation,
apparently.
I was watching it. I was watching it closely. And I remember they was trying to paint Trayvon Martin as this thug because
mm-hmm.
he skipped school a couple of times. They was trying to say everything under the sun dirty about this
mm-hmm.
boy. This boy
mm-hmm.
is dead.
They did the same thing to Sean Bell. They did the
mm-hmm.
same thing to him.
Of course.
And
how you going to kill
anybody?
With anybody that's black that something happens to, they always make it. It's always they were thug. They
mm-hmm.
were this, they, with that. Even with Mike Brown, oh, he was taller than the cop and he was, stole something.
Sandra Bland.
Who cares? Sandra Bland. It was always a problem. It's always an issue when it comes to us and us being something happening to us, and then when it involves them, it's always, oh, something was wrong, or they were this,
mm-hmm.
or this person was irate, or the, no. Well, does that mean this person had to die because of that?
Nope. Because
no,
meanwhile,
they
can still
to.
Take.
That fucking bastard that shot up all them people in that church, what was he? What was he? That dude
that
killed all those people in that movie theater, what was he?
Big Red. Hold up.
Yes.
No. Not what was he. How did they bring them in is a better question. Was
absolutely.
The chief police?
And they're still
alive.
Right
exactly.
now.
Alive.
How are they still alive? And these people
fire.
That did nothing. They didn't kill not one person. They didn't do nothing irate. And these people are dead. And these people then killed up a whole bunch of people at one time. And this man is still, these two young men are still alive. You offering this dude McDonald's? You telling him, oh well, you're in school. Oh well, you know, we're gonna get. Are you serious? We just killed people on the fucking church. What are you doing?
Well, maybe if he was acting black, maybe he
you
know
what?
Maybe he
would
have been acting black.
Checkers instead of Burger King. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my
goodness. Maybe he was acting black. He would have got treated differently. But
you're right. Because look at Gary Owen. Gary Owen got turned away from a restaurant.
Wow.
He's too saucy. He's a little too dark.
Yeah, he is. He is. He really is.
But like I said, but that's the whole thing. A lot of people, like I said, once again, these labels. And I look at our people first, who I love it when the old cats want to sit there and talk about, oh, we fought, our people, we fought for civil rights and you kids, this and that. But where you at now? Just because you're old, you're alive, you still got a voice. I don't hear you saying anything.
Right.
Because apparently it's obvious that this generation right here really
this generation don't respect
going on.
The elderly, though. They don't respect them.
They don't. Of course they don't respect them. They don't know what respect is. They don't even know how to spell it. They don't even know how to spell respect.
Oh, they know how to spell it now. Birdman showed them how to spell it.
Yeah, respect.
Birdman showed them how to spell it now, so now everybody know how to spell it.
And now they all spelling it wrong.
And that's another issue right there. So since he's ignorant, everybody else gonna want to follow suit.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Pretty much.
And that's the problem. That's why I'm like, yo, I'm just really tired. I'm really just tired of this whole, like, once again, black is this and white is this. No, it's not. It's so, like, to me, we're all human. We're all the same. But we're always going to be classified as this lower level of human being. Like, we don't really matter.
Yeah, but you know what? We have to stop letting it happen, though. And what? Again, got to take responsibility, too, you know? And that's another, and this is my issue. Like, come on. All right, we already know things are screwed up. We've known it forever. Okay, but the question is, how much more are you going to sit on the sidelines and let their images portray you instead of you showing who you really are?
Right.
Because remember, we're portrayed in the media as the worst, and it's not even all of us. It's a few handful of complete lowlifes. Do they speak for everybody? No. But yet and still, you know, we don't stand up. You know, we don't force more positive images. We just go along
no.
with the media.
No,
look
right.
at reality
first
TV.
All,
again,
first
look, but look at things like reality TV. Seriously, basketball wise, are you really? Come on,
that's so come on.
Households of Atlanta, like really?
You mean
really?
Love and hip hop? That's the
no.
Is the biggest
households of
right
Atlanta.
Now.
Trust me. But what I'm saying, but all of these shows, you know, look at how, what was her name, Nene? That is the most obnoxious broad I have seen in my life. Okay. See, hello.
She
oh my goodness gracious.
Horse.
But the thing is,
it makes money. It makes money. Remember, the pilgrims came over here and basically told the natives, here, we'll give you a couple of shiny things if you give us this whole island right here. Oh, no problem. I mean, that's what story, legend has it.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted the shiny stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We want the money. We want
mm-hmm.
the glory.
Sure. Just like we wanted disease and everything else that Columbus bought.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. You know?
Who doesn't love a good pestilence?
Exactly.
Who doesn't love a good pestilence?
Who wants syphilis?
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Who wants syphilis?
That's why.
If I wanted one of the horsemen to show up, I definitely would have ranked for it.
No, I'm listening. I'm just saying. It's a shame that a lot of people have died so that a lot of idiots can live. So ignorance can just continue to breed. I don't understand it. Yeah, that's the problem. Nobody cares. The name and the fame. Everybody's
yep, exactly.
The
they feel
the
that this is just, it's like I say all the time, it's like what's normal is not normal anymore. But like mixy stuff, that's the norm now.
And that's a damn shame.
Yeah, it's like the mixed up stuff, not having common sense is the norm now. That's normal. If you don't have common sense, that's normal. But if you have common sense, then there's something wrong with you because you have common sense.
Yeah, you're a rare breed.
Yeah, it's a rare breed, but it's something that you're considered something wrong with you because
you know
I
what
hear
it
all the time with
you're the last
like, I'm
unicorn.
Making sense. Huh?
You're like a unicorn, you know?
You
have
right.
common sense, you're like a unicorn. You're
yeah,
a mythical creature.
Yeah, it's like if you make sense or you're making some type of sense, it's like, yeah, that person made, you ain't making, it's like you're not making no sense. You like, you know, in your heart, like, yo, I know that I'm making sense of what I'm saying.
I mean,
but they
it's
don't
crazy.
See it like that. They don't.
Well, what
are
they?
People these days don't see it like that. They think that something is wrong with you when you're using your common sense.
As it is, listen. As it is, people nowadays don't even know their head from their ass. They listen to fucking everybody else, but use their cognitive and common sense.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
exactly.
Are we really surprised?
I'm not surprised. Like when certain things happen, it's just like I'm not surprised anymore. It's like I don't even get surprised anymore by this. It's just like, yo, I guess it's gonna be like this until somebody changes up. I don't know who it's gonna be. Maybe it's the grandchildren or something, you know, the kids, the other ones that's coming up now. Maybe they'll, you know, change it back to the way it used to be. Maybe it'll take
but you know
them
what?
To change it back.
All right, Nicole probably about to pop off, and it's all good.
Uh-oh.
So get the popping.
Uh-oh.
But yo,
uh-oh.
I'm gonna put a little some of the blame on y'all women. On y'all women.
Yeah, here it is.
I'm gonna put
okay.
a little
wait,
blame
wait,
on y'all
wait,
women.
Okay.
Nicole, woke up
she
real
she
quick.
She
was quiet.
That's
like, how so? Yeah, she woke. Oh, she woke up. She said, oh, what's going on here?
Y'all
said barely hear me, but the blame for what?
Yeah, but
I'm curious myself.
What? Now what's our part in this?
Okay,
wait.
Ladies, let's hear him out.
Yeah, look at that. Y'all ready to jump through the phone?
Let's hear him out.
Because how dare you? Blame the woman for what?
Let's hear it. Wait, Nicole.
Listen, we're not on the 41st side, okay? Chill. We're not on the 41st side.
I'll bring it to you, though. What?
Ooh, listen. She getting mad ghetto. I got the wrong way. I'm too square for this.
I'm saying. You know, a lot of you women have power.
Okay.
And there are women out there using their power to do bad things.
Like what, fool?
Well, wait a minute. But, listen. Listen. Influence. See, you cannot. Some of the women out here are giving these cowards power. Cowards don't know how to use power. Now, the cowards in turn will turn around and, oh, I'll do anything you want. Like, listen, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with a man doing for you. But there's a difference between a male and a man.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these pencil pushers, these lightweight, these dudes, and I want a man in a suit, or I want a boss. You want a boss? Well, guess what, sweetheart? Bosses don't win wars. Bosses don't go out there and really get the job done. They just move paper from one desk to another. Because when shit hits the fan, where them bosses is at? They busy calling somebody else to do the job that they can't do. And a lot of these cats are cowards. You can't sit there and say that from Birdman to these Little Waynes to all these cats out there talking all this junk, talking all these guns, they cowards.
And you women,
some of you women are carrying these cowards right on your back, so you can continue doing what you got to do for your own agenda. Now, like I said, I'm not knocking the hustle. Wait a minute. No, don't say what. Because you know what you listen. Come on now. Are you really serious? Are you really sitting here trying to say that some women out here?
Are you really trying to sit here and blame the woman for a man not being a man?
I said some.
Wow.
I didn't say all because, yo, y'all know.
See,
listen, you're trying to deny it.
And I'm scared.
You're trying to deny it?
You're trying to deny it. You can't sit here and say the woman is the reason why this man ain't a man.
I'll say like this. The father is the reason why the man is not a man. It has nothing to do with the woman. I don't feel that has anything to do with a woman because, like I said, If a man doesn't know how to teach his son how to be a male, then that's where the problem comes in. And unfortunately, the woman has to be the one not to teach him how to be a male, but unfortunately, the woman is the one that has to be the dominant there because the man doesn't know how to. He can't know how to be a father or teach a man how to be a man if he don't know how to be a man himself.
But wait a minute.
Because all the women are trying to do is beat their man. You didn't even hear what I said. Oh, God. Wow. You didn't hear a word that I said. You said it's the woman's fault.
I didn't say it's all women's fault.
Listen, some of you women are empowering these cowards.
Some of you women out there are coddling these cowards. You're coddling these cowards.
Yeah, and that's
why
I got divorced. I'm just saying.
That's why I ain't never got goddamn married either.
I ain't coddling a damn soul.
Listen, I'm good. I don't need that. But I understand what he's getting across. I get it. I understand.
No, I'm
not blaming all women. I would never say all women. It's just some women out there who have their own agendas. They are
and ain't nothing really stopping them. They'll carry them. They'll do what they got to do to get the job done.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and that's
just
the point.
That I
and this is where society is getting it twisted. This is where things are getting twisted. Like I don't get it. Like, listen.
Because I'll tell you this much. When that person has finally, when that woman has finally had enough, and she drops that food.
Oh yeah.
That. You know, that, and I think that's where the disconnect comes in, because now he's like, oh, but I got to really be a man and do what I got to do to answer.
No,
you're
going to go out there
exactly.
and find another one. He ain't going to go and do what he got to do. He's going to go out there and find somebody else to use, because that's
yeah,
where
she,
the,
yeah, she kind of right about that. Now that I'm going to agree with her with, because that's exactly what's going to happen, because as soon as she feels that woman is not going to do for him, he goes, oh, fuck that, I'm just somebody else. If she don't have somebody else on standby already.
Exactly. This is
okay.
Nothing but a bunch of users out there, a lot of users, and they, don't get me started.
And
no,
that's what's wrong.
Wait.
I got to say this.
Direct.
I'm going to wait. And I'm going to play devil's advocate real fast. And that's the wait. Here's devil's advocate. But you know what? That's the problem with you men, okay? Because you men have to understand that you shouldn't be using nobody to do what you got to do. If you a man, be a man, do what you need to do. I'm not saying it's all guys. I'm not saying it's all guys. I'm not saying it's all guys. So can we be fair? Can we be honest and fair and say it falls on both sides of the spectrum? Whoa.
Oh,
exactly.
It does. But I'm not saying that it doesn't. Because, first of all, you can't sit there and, first of all, don't get me wrong, make sure you rest in peace. I love my mother. But, yo, I got to go out there and do what I got to do. I'm not going to sit under some damn woman like some of these cornball-ass Negroes out here or whatever ethnicity you are, sitting under these women expecting the woman to be your mommy. Get your ass up. You know what I'm saying? Get your ass up and do something, man. But once again, they're afraid. Some of them are afraid to face what's going on out in the world. They don't have no identity, so they're looking for someone to make it for them. And what do they say? Oh, a good woman can make a better man. Which I believe that's true, but you have women out here, some women out here with certain agendas, and they're making idiots. The woman is going, she's going to get what she's out
there. Why do you say that with certain agendas?
Everybody's out here with agendas. There's men out here with agendas. There's women out here with agendas.
You actually have women out there who actually fall in love.
Wait a minute. Where is she going with this? You went to Alaska. I'm just going to Pennsylvania. What happened?
You make it seem like they have something that they want. Now they can't do nothing for us.
Oh, God, you know what? You
wow.
No. The conversation is not there, Nick.
Yeah, you started something with her that you should not have started.
What did I start?
I just listened to your words. You understand? And if anybody that know me knows what
you heard my words.
You keep using that word agenda.
You heard.
Women with their agenda.
You heard.
You
okay.
knew this was going to set her off.
Exactly.
Well, listen, it's not my fault she heard instead of listening, because you ain't listening. You ain't listening to what I said. Because, there are people out there with it. There are women out there with agendas, just like there's men out there with agendas. Like, you sitting there acting like everybody's sweet.
Oh, did I say that?
No, so all right then. So I didn't say every woman has an agenda. Did I? I said some women out here.
These women with these different agendas.
Go listen. Either it's the antibiotics or the drink. Something messing with you right now. And you need to either go have an extra shot or just leave it alone.
Sorry, but I just said that.
No, I'm just saying.
All it is over the word agenda, really, Nick? Seriously?
Nah, he just make it seem like, you know, he just make it seem like women have, like it's calculated, like it's a reason.
No, because.
Well, for the record, we can be. Oh, sorry.
Listen,
did I let that out the bag?
Listen, y'all are nurturers. And once again, you have males out here that are calling themselves men, but they're running under the mommy figure. You can't do that.
No.
And then there are women.
There
are women out here that are being the umbrella for these fake ass men.
Yes, which we should
do.
That
has to
stop. That has to stop.
Right, but it all goes back to what I said. It has to do with your upbringing or how you were brought up. You have
this
some women that are just there. They've seen their mothers do the same thing to their fathers. You have men, like I said, you have men that don't know how to be men themselves because they don't know what it is to be a man themselves because they didn't have a man around. Not that they didn't have a man around, but their father was around, but they seen their father doing the same thing, so they feel that's how you suppose that, you know, this is what it's supposed to be about.
A person can't what?
I said, then you have those who just want to be taken care of. Came from a great upbringing, who just want to feel they want to be taken care of.
But the thing is, where did they learn that from? You have to learn it from somewhere.
You can't learn everything on their upbringing. But some things is them too. Because you can instill a lot of things in a person, but it also depends on the person. Yeah, but where did they get it from? I mean,
I
got three brothers, okay, and only one of them turned out right, and the other two didn't. And so what? So we're now saying it's the upbringing because we did our damn best. You understand? It's what's in them. Now you go by nurture versus nature.
Mhm.
So you can't always, not all the time.
I mean, you. That's true. I see it as that because my brother and sister, it's something like that, especially with my brother. It's like, I think that's what it was where, you know, I've seen, you know, my brother's not doing very well and he thinks that every woman is supposed to take care of him. And it's like, that's not how that goes in life. That's not how it goes. That's not how it's supposed to go.
Right. But they have they have their own personality. Everything is not your upbringing, They have their own, God gave them their own mind as well. So not every, you know, some things is just them.
Well, it's obviously Nicole has an agenda, but we ain't gonna get into that right now. I just set it out there. I just hugged it. But. I mean, to boil down, because we just went all over the place.
Was this a two-episode show?
It is what it is. I mean, it's, I guess it's still kind of touching
the topic.
He had
his own agenda for tonight.
Clearly, he had his own agenda.
He did.
My agenda is to live comfortably.
Mm-hmm.
Drive fast. Not get a ticket.
Stupid. Really?
Exactly. I don't have so much. You know what I'm saying? It's really interesting once again because it's like everything has just been kind of split into like once again the labels. You're acting this. You're being that. Why can't you just be you? And it's
because apparently me being me is boring.
Yeah.
Well,
that's you
the whole
being
thing.
You.
The question is, do you even know who you are?
Yes, I do.
we don't really reach out. I don't, not so much our generation, but then again, maybe so. Some of us don't even reach our full potential because we're too busy allowing the roadblocks and becoming sidetracked with certain other things in society, like, hold us back.
True. But I think that has to do with
ultimate brainwashing.
Right. I think that has, but I feel a lot of that has to do with social, like, with social media. So I think that has a lot to do with social media because people are so busy looking at what other people are doing, you can't even find yourself. So you make up fictitious stuff about yourself because you see this person going on vacation. They got money. They got a new car. They got this. They got a new child. They got, like, every little thing that they see, it's like a jealousy. And it's like, wow, why you just can't be happy for the person? That's because you are not happy with yourself. And just like you said, you don't know who you are. And it's like, find out who you are first before you go on social media. They should make a disclaimer for social media. That's got to do with Facebook, Instagram, all that. Excuse me. Find out who you are first before you go on social media because that's the problem.
I think there should be a limit. Like only an hour per day you can be on social media. Like that's it.
Right.
And you know what? People would probably kill themselves if they wouldn't know what to do with themselves.
No,
They should start reading books again.
Oh no, that somebody's definitely they'll burn down a library. Just
why?
So that
books are beautiful.
Yeah, to some. It's funny how they can read something on the internet but they won't open up a book.
Ain't that a bitch?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's very interesting. You can read
that's
something.
No, people don't want to go to the library.
Open up
now.
A book.
They don't want to go to the library, please.
I think we just found a new topic.
What?
Why people don't
on
go to the library?
On the next topic. A topic about why is it that people choose to freaking read the internet but won't read a book?
True.
Like,
that sounds good.
If social media really freaking destroyed us that much where, you know, we're quicker to freaking go on Google.
Yep.
Yeah.
Then we ought to pick up a newspaper.
It's definitely that now.
It's convenient.
But see, you know what? Guess what? These people don't even want to go on Google. You know how many times I have to tell my son to Google stuff, and they won't even do that. They'd rather come and ask me than say, well, you know what, let me find out on my own. Let me Google it. No, they don't even want to do that. So that shows you how lazy and lax that the next generation is getting. They don't even want to Google shit.
Do you know they would all freak? They go on a rampage if all the power and the internet went down, they'd lose their mind. Could you imagine them? Can you imagine them trying to use a card catalog?
Gosh.
Oh God.
Well, listen, we got 2 minutes and 30 seconds left, and with that, I need to say, Mika, Big Red, Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you very much, sir.
Mother's Day. Yes.
Yes, Happy Mother's Day, because you are a nurturer. I want to give a shout out to all the mothers.
You know
what? I hope you have a blessed and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you very much.
You know, as for our topic for the night, listen, no matter what it is, just be you. Don't act it, just be it.
That's right. I like that.
That's right.
That's
fine.
That's what I say.
So, I guess Bad Apple Sauce, a.k.a. Nicole, a.k.a. The Agenda, will not be
on
this show.
Wow.
Real.
Wow.
So,
you just got another name, man.
All right.
Forget the franchise. We got the Agenda.
Yeah, exactly. The Agenda.
I got a lot of names.
Yeah, So, but you know what? Let's wrap it up. Big Brad,
right.
Mika, Nicole.
Yep.
Everybody, it's been interesting.
Been real.
It's been interesting. Thank y'all for listening, and have a good night. Catch you next week.
Good night. Whatever topic
Nicole, oh no, I'm sorry, not Nicole, Mika comes up with.
Not fair.
Bye. Later.
Good night, guys.
Night.
Good night.
Night.